Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, recently announced her intention to engage in another round of philanthropy by donating $640 million to charity. Of the $60 billion she received after splitting with her husband, Scott has already given over $16 billion to various nonprofit organizations. To most people, the idea of possessing, much less donating, that kind of money is unthinkable, and Scott is certainly distributing the funds with the intention of making the world a better place. The big problem is with the kind of world that the organizations Scott supports are trying to build. The billionaire divorcee is steadily feeding a giant stream of cash into the progressive nonprofit complex, ensuring that that money funds highly influential organizations that will shape opinion and policy in the United States. Charity isn't a universal value throughout history, and the idea of giving to those outside your kin is mostly a Christian one. Other religions, such as Islam, do encourage giving to the poor, but in the West, that tradition is not linked to ancient Greece or Rome, but to the teachings of Christ. At one point, charity was a personal affair. You gave directly to those in need or to an organization in which you were an active participant, like a church. The gift was particular to your community, and you knew the people that it helped. But as society expanded and became more homogenized, this work was mostly handed over to large bureaucracies that were no longer accountable to specific individuals or communities. People who wanted to feel good about fulfilling the Christian impulse for charitable giving, but couldn't be bothered to participate in an actual community with those in need, could instead donate to a third party that would touch the unclean for them. This separation between the giver, the organization, and the community it served introduced the principal agent problem. The principal agent problem arises because whenever a separate agent or group of agents are employed to work on your behalf, they invariably develop their own interests that have little to do with the task they were hired to perform. If you want to invest for retirement, but you hire a broker who gets kickbacks if his clients go ahead and invest in certain funds, you have a principal agent problem. And the more levels of abstraction, the more layers of bureaucracy and managers you have, the more distorted the incentives get and the worse the problem becomes. Anyone who's attempted to resolve a problem with a large corporation by calling its customer service center recognizes this phenomenon. As the number of bureaucratic layers increase, the ability to hold individual actors accountable and achieve results goes down. Due to the residual Christian ethos of our society, charitable organizations are often treated as highly moral enterprises, which gives them a great deal of social and financial capital. And without direct individual or community accountability, the power stored in these organizations was up for grabs. The intermediaries managing these organizations became less and less interested in the stated purpose of the institutions and instead became obsessed with growing the power and size of the charity, which in turn increased their own power and importance. Hey guys, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Magic Spoon. Like most of you, I have great memories of waking up at the crack of dawn excited to watch all the Saturday morning cartoons. Mom didn't want to wake up that early on Saturday, and so that meant that we got to pour a bowl of our favorite cereal for breakfast. They taste great, but of course they were full of sugar and not that healthy, which is why they were a treat. But now Magic Spoon has an alternative to that cereal that you love that has zero sugar but still tastes great. Magic Spoon has reinvented your favorite childhood cereals to taste great, but each serving contains 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 net grams of carbs per serving. It's a keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free way to relive those moments watching your favorite cartoons. And it's only 140 calories per serving. Peanut butter is my favorite, but they have all kinds of great flavors, including the 2 new limited edition flavors, oatmeal cookie and honey graham. These fresh-baked classics taste even better when you mix them together. They're only around for a limited time, so make sure you get them before they sell out. So head to magicspoon.com/orin to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try the magic for yourself. Don't forget to add their limited edition honeygram and oatmeal cookie flavors. Be sure to use the promo code ORIN at checkout to save $5 on that first order. Get your next delicious bowl of high protein cereal at magicspoon.com/orin and use that ORIN promo code to save $5. The best way for these managers to grow their prestige and influence was to align themselves with the direction of the political zeitgeist. Adopting progressive political agendas allowed individual managers the ability to outflank their internecine rivals in the battle for power and make their organizations into critical nodes in the wider regime. By linking themselves to the state, charities could become large beneficiaries of taxpayer funds when their allies were in political office, and havens for personnel and policy when their enemies won elections. Many conservatives have noticed that even when progressives are voted out of office, their agenda continues to advance itself. This is because critical organizations like nonprofits and universities, which the government has incorporated into its process and now relies on to function, remain in leftist hands. Many on the right now refer to the unelected federal bureaucracy as the deep state, but the network of progressive power extends well outside the three branches of government. One of the advantages of these extra-governmental power centers is that the nonprofits can wield their power to circumvent constitutional restrictions that only apply to formal government branches. As an example, when their friends in government needed to push for censorship of conservatives on social media but were restricted by the First Amendment, progressive allies could instead funnel massive amounts of money into nonprofit groups, which could apply the pressure on their behalf, all while maintaining the moral shield of being a charity. This is why nonprofit charities became an integral part of the regime while maintaining the moral and legal protections their status afforded. The artificial separation of the public and private sectors that has been erected in the American consciousness also allowed them to act as an arm of the state without constitutional restrictions. This is how the total state is born. Managers assemble power across public and private institutions, which they network to circumvent the ideas of limited government and checks and balances. The personal becomes the political, because every institution is actually a vehicle for state power. So when you see Mackenzie Scott donate $16 billion, she's not just giving it to the needy. She's giving it to the regime. She's pledging her support for the total state. Thanks for watching, guys. If you enjoyed this video, go ahead and click like. And if you haven't subscribed yet, now is a great time to do so. If you'd like to get these broadcasts as podcasts, make sure that you go ahead and subscribe to the Orin McIntyre Show on your favorite podcast platform. And when you do, leave the rating or review. It really helps with the algorithm magic. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Instagram or Gab or Substack, if you'd like to get these videos on Odyssey or Rumble, the links to do all of that are down below in the description of the video. If you'd like to go ahead and order my upcoming book, The Total State, you can do that on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, many different big retailers have it available for you to go ahead and pre-order. And of course, you can watch all of my episodes and read all of my columns over at The Blaze. Thanks for watching, guys, and as always, I'll talk to you next time.